You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Just to add to the frustration here in D.C. for a second, The Braves are up 2-0 on the Dodgers right now.
Of course they are.
With back-to-back walk-off wins. Atlanta is a little bit better than Washington was before they sold everybody off. Like, a little bit better, frankly. Now, I'm not saying the Nats shouldn't have sold everybody off. They did the right thing because they probably would have gotten to the playoffs and been bounced immediately or not gotten to the playoffs, and then they wouldn't have all the prospects they brought back, and their system would still be worst in baseball, which it's improved because of all the moves they made. But the fact that an NL East team from that bad division, that when Washington was intact with Trey Turner and Scherzer and all of the players that they traded in their eight deals, was only a little bit worse than probably, is now two games up in the league championship series. Just another nice kick to the shin.
I don't want either of those teams, because obviously I want the Braves to lose forever and always.
You got to be rooting for the Dodgers over the Braves.
No, I can't handle that either. Nothing good's happening. I guess now I'm rooting for the Red Sox. Like, that's what's left.
Hold on. We should waste no time on this today, but I can't move on from that. You're saying that in the NLCS, someone has to win. You'd prefer the Braves to beat the Dodgers?
I don't think so.
Okay, so I don't want to prefer the Dodgers.
No, I don't think so either. Right. I don't have a good answer. So you're asking me to pick one. I know what you're doing. I'm aware of what's happening here. I don't want either team to win.
I understand.
I desperately want both to lose.
But you touch a button now. You decide who represents the NL in the World Series, and it's the makes you a little bit less angry choice. Who are you picking?
Braves.
Just know that's the most insane thing I've ever heard.
It should be very understandable. I'm so tired of the Dodgers. They have our guys. I don't want that.
You're a Nats fan, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Braves fans are insufferable.
I know they are. So are Dodgers fans.
Okay, they're not your arch rival.
I know. I'm aware of all this. I don't like any of these outcomes.
Mets, Phillies, Braves. Those are the three teams you should want to win least, and then everybody else is after that.
Oh, I get that.
It doesn't seem like it, because you want the Braves to win more than the Dodgers.
I don't want anyone. I want you to admit, you're glossing over that part, where this is a doomsday.
I understand.
Three of my least favorite teams, and really, if we go, my top seven least favorite teams in all of baseball are now competing for the big thing. Thank God the Yankees lost, otherwise I'd be all fatutzed.
Okay. I get all that.
Yeah.
I asked you.
I know what you did.
You either can watch the Braves compete for a World Series or the Dodgers, and you chose the team that Washington directly competes against and that fans of this fan base, like me, have to deal with on Twitter all of the time. And the only thing you have over them is that they haven't won since the early 90s or mid-90s, and we just recently won. Mm-hmm. And you're saying, yeah, the Dodgers, I just don't like them, even though they're cross-country and irrelevant to me, because they're good all the time, and I'm tired of seeing them win, but I'd rather them lose than Atlanta.
So you're making this seem like I'm this big pro-Atlanta guy, and I'm tomahawk chopping in my basement.
I understand you don't like the Braves.
I need everyone. The baseline is, this is miserable. My favorite sport, I love baseball so much, it's down to nothing but abject losses for me. Houston might win a World Series. That boils my blood. They're still here. They're still excellent. The Red Sox, they've had enough. Everyone from that part of the country should experience 100 years where the lights don't come on. And it's nothing but darkness and sadness and bitterness. The Dodgers, I hate them. I'm so tired of them. Always somehow ending up with the best players. They find guys that stink and then turn them great like Justin Turner. They have our guys now. They don't get to experience the joy that I got to experience with them. They're just doing sex tapes of my ex-girlfriend, basically, on national television every night with Max Scherzer and Trey Turner. I don't like to do this. I hate it. And I hate the Braves. I hate all the Braves. I hate the Braves and their dumb fans. I hate the fact that the Braves are there without basically two of the three best players. I hate this. Every part about it sucks.
A lot of commentary there.
Yes.
And it was good commentary.
Thank you.
You're burying the lead.
Nope. That's the lead. The lead is what I said.
No. The lead is every Nationals fan listening is going, oh my God, I can't believe Danny doesn't get this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app. We'll be right back.